Hey, AfterBuzz Fashionistas, we're here for a whole new episode of Project Runway, and it's another special night because we have another guest in studio who's in the competition still. Stick around to find out who it is.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You know what that song means.
Yep.
It's time. Time to start judging everybody. Do you like our lights, Margarita?
I want to be here every day.
I know.
This is great.
It's like a party.
It's always a party with us.
It is. We get down.
Well, for all of you who have not tuned in before, I'm your host, Michael Shirley. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at MichaelXShirley, and you can check out my blog at ilovemichaelshirley.com. And I've got a lovely panel of ladies here tonight.
Hi, my name's Hannah B. You can follow me at Hannah B. E. Tucker.
Hey guys, Michelle Uberest here. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest.
Hey guys, Maite Carrillo here. You can find me everywhere at Maite Carrillo _.
And just in case you didn't notice from a second ago, we've got Margarita Alvarez in the studio tonight. Stirring the pot up tonight. Yeah, well, that wasn't your fault.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited to have you. I actually, like, my outfit's inspired a little bit by your, you know, the red dress.
Mm-hmm. With
the little
I see the red and the fuchsia. I'm loving this. I'm living for your look today.
You know how we feel about pink and red on this panel.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we're all for it.
Oh my gosh, you have had a pretty exciting week. Last Thursday, we wanted to have you here. We wanted to be at your show, but you are having a fashion show in Los Angeles. Oh, how did all that go?
I was hosting a charity fundraiser fashion show with Kintaro and Cha-Cha for all the hurricane victims of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. And we raised a lot of money, still kind of counting all the people, but we had about 300 people show up, which was amazing.
Whoa. Wow.
So, yeah, we were there, and, you know, it was really fun, and I just feel like that's as much as I can do to give back to my community and through fashion, so it felt really great.
Right. You left there to come here, right?
Yeah, I left Puerto Rico. I mean, I kind of saw the economy
right.
going
we
downhill.
We saw that in the first episode, your feelings on all of that. Do you know if you'd stayed where your studio, where you worked at, what is that like there? Do you know what that area is like?
I mean, right now, it's a lot of it is underwater. There's been a lot of damage. All of my fellow artists and designers that are still there, their studios are like, you know, 12 inches underwater. So this
you hadn't left.
Yeah, luckily, I mean, my studio was on a second floor, so hopefully maybe mine would have been safe. Yeah. But still, you know, it's a lot of water damage, and I'm sure glass would have broke. There was
you
a lot.
Get to work.
Yeah, basically, easily. For sure. Yeah, so I'm very lucky, very, very lucky to
be
here.
Well, it's super cool of you to do that. Did you have Botany in your show, too?
Oh, yeah, Botany was part of the show, too. I can't believe I forgot. It was all of us that are residents of LA, and then Cha-Cha was just going to happen to be here. No, he lives in New York. I mean, Cha-Cha's kind of like, Cha-Cha's a real celebrity in Taiwan. I don't know if you know, but Cha-Cha is like 300,000 followers. Like, he's just like legit shit. So yeah, he can go anywhere he wants.
Oh, wow. What are they following him for?
He is a boy beauty blogger. So yeah. Oh my God. Follow Cha-Cha. He's amazing. I love him.
We didn't get enough of Cha-Cha.
No, we didn't.
We're so sad.
More.
You guys didn't get to know the real Cha-Cha, but he's the sweetest gem ever.
He seems like a nice guy, for sure. And there's definitely a place for his clothes. There are a lot of girls that love that type of kawaii stuff.
For sure.
What was the theme of your show?
So my collection was actually inspired by water and the power of water. Water is kind of shapeless, formless, but it, you know, it's very powerful. It comes from a big philosophical thing that Bruce Lee did back in the day. And it was just kind of relevant with the whole hurricane. And like, you know, it's it's one of the most important resources, and we're really running out. So it's just that kind of inspired it. So I did some dip dyed natural organic cotton silks and stuff like that. It was very
so cool.
Ethereal and very different from my like loud, bright.
Yeah.
It was a very somber collection, was still very glamorous.
So if the After Buzzers want to see your collection, is on YouTube, or you have pictures
on
your website?
Yeah, it's going to be on my Instagram, and I'll let you guys know about my new website launch coming up.
Ooh, yes!
This is exciting. You ladies have any questions for Margarita while we got her?
Yeah, so you were...
Yeah, let's break the dish. Yeah. She wants to serve the tea. Let's do it. I always think
it's really interesting to see, like, who buddies up, and it seems like you and Michael are really close on the show. Is that true? And did you have any other, like, close friends?
Oh, my God. I love Michael.
You were texting him, weren't you?
Yes, Michael and I are best of friends. Like, I genuinely think he's one of the most sincere and honest people I've ever met in my life.
Michael's a really good name.
Oh, my God. I mean, duh. You obviously know that you're a good-natured person. But for real, so me and Michael became really close. And actually, I kind of buddied up with a lot of people. Like, Kentaro and me are pretty tight. Even though there's not a lot of it, like, Brandon and I shoot the shit every once in a while. So I feel like I got along with everybody. Everybody's so cool.
What about the twins?
We had a lucky season. You know what? I feel bad for the twins because we actually got along really great.
Okay.
They're actually really smart, funny people. And, you know, we live together. So it comes to a point where... I don't know. They only show the bad shit, I guess.
Yeah, but they're not huge fans.
It's hard because we weren't either. Like, it's really annoying when you're in a competition. You know, you're kind of like, you feel like she has an upper hand because she has her sister. I'm like, damn, I wish I had my sister here.
Right.
And I wish she knew what she was doing, too. Yeah. You know, that'd be great. But so that was hard to deal with. But then the blatant cheating, and of course, that was revealed today.
Yeah, that was definitely hard to live through. We got a conclusion, to our cliffhanger last week. We find that Claire has been pulling out the slide rule every night.
Measuring, yep.
I thought it was so great because you guys know how I feel about the twins. I just loved that they're like... gave it to her and then took it away.
Yeah, that was brutal.
That was
rough. And the money.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that money.
Oh, no, that was a lot of money.
I definitely have to ask you, do you regret saying anything? Because I know we got to see in this episode...
So far.
A lot. I mean, from this episode, it kind of just shut the story for the twins. But do you have any regret now looking back and being like, you know what? I shouldn't have said anything. Or are you proud of standing up and be like, you know what? Screw it. I'm glad I said something.
So it's really interesting because there's two things that happened on this episode that kind of got, like, baked together. And I really want to set the record straight. Like,
okay.
The one thing that... was wrong and really, really wrong was the tape measure, right? Like, Claire and Sean both were using the tape measure. She was gone by the time that this all came up to the judges, but it was something that we knew and we kind of were, like, trying to put out there. Like, this is not okay. And then I personally regret letting my emotions get the best of me about the whole JCPenney top. Like, that personal, like, I needed to put my ego in a drawer and be like, yo, that happens all the time in fashion. Like, people knock off people's stuff all the time. And I just let it get to me too much where I regret going, like, Michael, did you see what she did? Looking at her top. Like, I regret that because that was just me in my emotions. I felt it was such a personal attack on me because we've grown to be good friends, me, Claire, and Sean. Like, we live together. Like, out of everybody in the room that was, like, very mean to them, like, I was one of their trusted people. Like, you know, we had, like, this confidant bond, and I feel like in adversity where everybody else wasn't, it just felt like, girl, like, I'm the only one that has your back, and you're gonna go steal my exact replica, like, of, it was like a top version of my JCPenney dress. She changed it at the end, and I was like, damn it, I should have said something, you know?
I have to ask you something, though. How long did you guys know they were using a tape measure, and why... Why did it take so long to say something sooner?
That's really frustrating too. And we found out episode 5 and we brought it to the producer's attention, and without any proof, we were kind of in a weird situation. Okay. And like, for me to bring
Isn't
it up,
everything on camera though?
Well, that's not when we live in the house. A lot of it's not.
They used to record a lot more of like in the house, I feel like. They don't show very
much.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I don't think they show it much at all.
I mean, they're very smart girls. Like, they've been on reality shows before. Right. So, you know, like, they know what's up. And I feel like because without the proof, and I felt like they just wanted me to like, she's cheating, and they just want the juice, and then what? She's gonna deny it because obviously, like,
she wants to sneak in
and but then I'm gonna look bad. I felt like I was gonna look like an asshole because I'm gonna say, "Oh, she's cheating." She's gonna be like, "No, I'm not," and I'll be like, "I got nothing, guys. I got her word against mine. Like, I'm the Puerto Rican. Like, she's a white chick. Like, I'm sure they're gonna believe her." So, you know, I just felt like we tried to bring it up. There wasn't actual proof, and like, she actually ended up confessing. So that's like how everything happened. Like, I was just shocked that Michael walked off, because I think he was just so over it, because we've been this whole time, like episode 5, 6, 7, and we're here.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, oh my God. Like, are you going to do something about it or not? So when they are like, you know, the judges are like, oh, it happens all in fashion all the time. I'm just like, all right, whatever. They just want her to win.
Well,
like,
we saw that dress, you know, when it was turned on the side, we were all like, no.
We all knew.
Yeah.
No, like,
no.
Then when they shifted it back, it looked like the dress her sister was wearing right before she left with the slit and slit and slit. So, I mean, in the end, I would have probably been mad about it. I don't think I would have said anything, but
they just
I'm glad
defended.
That he did.
They defended Claire
Somebody
way too
needed
much.
To
they
say
did,
something.
And I think you handled it really well.
Yeah.
I mean, now that the twins are gone, what is the workroom like? Is it much calmer?
I feel like everybody had that tension. Like, we all knew that there was some wrong stuff going on, and we just couldn't get around it, and it's so evident that that's like not there anymore.
Well, I had asked Amy last week, I said, you know, you're used to working with students like all the time, so you know, it was probably a little easier for you in the workroom, you know, all the chattering from the twins. And she's like, you know, you would think that, but
it was just on another level. Like, it was so funny. I mean, yeah, you get used to it by that point. I mean, yeah,
I know that it's a competition, and you know, sometimes
the tension is high. I mean, it's serious.
I'm just I'm just glad it's over and done with.
Oh, me
just
too.
Because now we get to see talent, and I feel like we got to see a lot of that this episode.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Which is quite interesting, and the vibe as well, as you were saying, which is so cool.
Oh my God, totally agree. I feel like now we can focus on really cool design and not be like, well, where'd you knock this off from?
Right.
Like, you
know,
that's
right.
Done.
I feel kind of bad, though, for Sean, honestly, because, like, she did her whole sacrifice thing, which...
Yeah, for nothing.
Right, and then her sister totally disgraced it. I just...
Well, they were both using it.
They were.
So.
It's true. It's true. And what I don't get... She's like, well, it's a tank top. And I'm like, so why do you need to spec a tank top? Can you not pattern a tank top? Like, that is a huge crush. Like, that is not, like, an excuse saying, oh, well, it was a tank top. Like, that just doesn't.
I'm like, exactly. So you don't need to spec a tank top?
Yeah.
That's easy shit, girlfriend.
Yeah. Tell him.
Like, nah.
Tell him, Michelle.
I mean, seriously, like, how can you, like, come into a competition like this where you have to make things from scratch and you know the rules, like, you know this isn't allowed and you're trying to pull it off anyway and you're just kind of proving to everyone, like, you don't have what it takes to make a tank top pattern. Like, that is horrible.
Totally. And, like, it's funny because, you know, I see it just like you, and people are saying that me and Michael were petty, and I'm like, listen, like, all of us have been watching this show since we're teens. All of us have been, like, personally, I've trained for 9 years to be on the show. I auditioned 9 years ago, and they're like, nah, you're not ready. And literally the past 9 years I've been, like, working to build my craft, and now I'm at a level where I'm like, I can do this without a book and without a measuring tape, nothing. And, like, when you see somebody who's not doing it, like, the right way, like, it just feels unfair. And I'm a Libra, and I'm all about fairness, so I'm like, no, like, we need to, like, you know,
play. I don't know if you know, but Michelle was also on the show. She's on Project 29 Under the Gun, so she totally knows what you're feeling.
You know what I'm talking
about.
This week's episode was called A Little Avant-Garde, and we but before all that, we find out Botany's kicked out, and then after all of the cheating scandal, Botany gets pulled back in, and they give the prize to
Brandon.
Give the prize to Brandon.
But not really the prize.
They don't
get the money.
Oh, he didn't get the money.
Nobody got the money, which is just a huge travesty, because it's like, okay, someone was taking away the win for cheating, and nobody else skips. I mean,
Project Runway gets some more money.
You're taking that
interesting. And I thought it was interesting because, like, it was Claire and then Kentaro. I was like, why didn't they give it to Kentaro? Like, he was number two.
It's totally just stealing away the opportunity from someone else, I think.
I agree.
Because of something that the twins came up with.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the twins.
Well, Botany comes back in, and they find...
They're like, oh, never mind,
Yeah, and then they are given a new challenge where everyone, their outfit has to be inspired by the child that they're paired up with's favorite Shopkins doll. And I don't know if you guys know Shopkins. They're like
a Shopkins.
Cute little everything.
Toy.
Like, yeah, it's like...
It's like the new Barbie.
Full of
color.
Yeah.
It's like a big thing. Like, I have nieces, and they're like obsessed with Shopkins.
You're like,
and they have these little tiny pets.
My Little Pony kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
So it was a really great episode.
I got to love them. I mean, once we reveal what a Shopkins is, I'm like, they're cute.
We thought that you guys were going to be dressing kids.
We did too.
We saw. But luckily, you got life-size models, so life-size Shopkins. And the winner received $5,000 and their own Shopkin doll, which is created and sold in stores, which I thought was really cool. And you guys got one day... $300. What did you think when you found out you had one day to make an avant-garde outfit with all that money? So obviously they want something that looks pretty nice in one day.
I mean, $300, I was like, all right, well, that's a good amount of money.
Yeah. Right.
But when they say a day, I'm like, that is absolute bullshit. It's actually 6 hours. Like, this was the shortest challenge we've ever done. And to do an avant-garde in shorter amount of time was just like, so nerve-wracking.
Well, now I know why Botany's look like you did.
Unfinished, yeah.
It was really
that answers a lot of questions.
Yeah. Right. Well, before we get to the looks, I want to tell you guys about a new show coming out on Mondays. The Charlie Whiskey Television Network, the CW, brings you to the front line of drama with the new military series, Valor. Two special ops helicopter pilots breaking boundaries and defying all expectations. Their bravery in the face of impossible odds earned them distinguished flying cross for Valor. But together, they are finding that truth is the first casualty of war. During their last mission, something went wrong, something no one is talking about. And when they went into the combat zone, not everyone came home. So now they have secrets, but they're also patriots and refuse to leave any man behind. What would you do if you had to break the rules to do what's right? Would you stay grounded and step in line, or go to any lengths to learn the truth?
Yes.
They share secrets, go on clandestine missions, risk life and limb with only each other to depend on. How close would you get to the only person who really knows you? Very close.
Very close.
Very close. It's explosive new drama that pushes the boundaries between military discipline and human nature. The new series that's right on target, Valor. New episodes Mondays, 9/8 Central, after the all-new episodes of Supergirl, only on Charlie Whiskey, the CW. And if you guys want to check out after shows for Supergirl, be sure to check out AfterBuzz. But let's get back to what everybody's waiting for, the looks.
Yes, let's get to it.
All right, first up, we have got Brandon. And so for everyone that's listening in the podcast, this is a little mint green strappy number. I think that's all I really need to say about before. I rated this, and then I looked at all the others, and I took a star away from him. I gave this 2 stars. Strappy, like, they all are.
Like, yeah.
Michelle's looking at me because she's like, I can't believe you gave him a star. I thought the color was really pretty. Michelle does not like that color at all. I don't know why. But I'm for me, you. My biggest, I mean, it looked a little unfinished, but 6 hours. It looked a little grungy for a Shopkin to me.
A little bit too fashion forward. Can I say that? I mean, I thought that there was a missing element that I was like, I want that wow factor, and I didn't see that here. And I like.
What about the straps on the back?
No, I don't mind the straps. I really don't mind the straps, but I just want to see, you know, him add more of the avant-garde aspect of it.
Well, I know Michelle's just waiting.
I cannot wait to hear Michelle.
Ready to go off. Michelle.
So the first thing I wrote was Tinker Hell.
That's so good.
It's just like she has this weird, you know, hair with the colors, and I just didn't even feel like this Brandon. And then I looked at it a second time.
Nina Garcia knew straight away it was Brandon.
Oh, yeah. You can tell. I mean, he puts the straps on everything, which I like, but now he's ruined it for me. So then I took a second look at it, and it's like an avant-garde hospital gown with that minty minty freshness to it. It's like, and then you got the strap, so it's like a straight jacket. Now it turns into like a mental patient.
I hate the pockets
situation for me. Yeah, I mean,
I hate the pockets.
And then, okay, his character was like a chocolate girl.
Yes,
so what is this?
What is this cuff rolled cuff story? I'm like, I'm not buying it. I'm sorry, I'm over it. Like, sorry, I'm with Michael, and now I'm with more friends, and I'm like, he's running out of ideas.
Yeah, those stripes. I'm so tired of seeing them. them? Like, can you just get rid of them?
I think he struggled with the avant-garde part of this challenge. Like, he's just not good.
You know what sucks? Is the fact that, like, the judges like him so much that even though he does pull something like this, it's like, they're like, oh, I love it. And it's like, where is the criticism at? I put Harley Quinn. This reminded me of Harley Quinn.
Like, when she was crazy.
Like, no, she's still crazy. And she has the stripes in the back that look like an asylum.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. It's a hot mess. And like you said, I don't know where the
chocolate. How many stars did you, I know you didn't give it a thing.
I gave it one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It takes a lot for me to give a zero because I do the effort. But this just didn't look polished like his normal, you know, aesthetic. And I was like, I don't know.
What about you, Maite? You give it any stars?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh,
Hannah?
I didn't.
I gave it a two for construction. Because at least there's something.
I gave it a two.
Nice
I gave
there.
It a two because I'm with you.
Why.
It's clean.
Yeah,
well, I
clean.
Know.
Clean.
He's like cleanly made. I mean, he really can make. But it's, again, it's woven cotton. So whatever.
Yeah. Right.
But I just thought it was, there's no excitement to it. I mean, she was holding the structure, for Christ's sake. Like, it's not like, you know, she was holding it up.
Good point.
And it's like, I didn't think that it's not his best work, for sure. And I was disappointed because I was really excited to see an avant-garde from this guy.
Me too.
But, you know, to your point, I'm like, the judges are so biased. They're like, it's an anonymous fashion show, but then they're like, instantly knew it was yours. And I'm like, so you're biased, bitch. So that's what you tell them. So you know it's his, right?
At this point, they know everybody's.
Yeah.
What do you think about Tim Gunn? Do you think he's biased?
I loved him, so I'm biased for that question. I loved him. I heard him so much.
All right, well, let's move on to the next outfit, which was pretty much universally panned. Botany got sent home for this outfit again today.
So
I give this one star. The first thing I wrote was strange.
Mm-hmm.
Looked a little bit like a tiger got a hold of her in Miami.
Yeah.
And just, like, she got out by, like, the skin of her weird dress.
I like the Miami part, yeah.
It just kind of looks
color.
Like, it kind of looks like she's growing fabric out of the dress, and it's just, coming out.
Attractive.
Yeah, but I love the blue, and I love the fabric as well. I think that's very pretty. I just want to see more of that, and maybe she could have incorporated that into the skirt as well. And maybe covered the skirt a little bit more.
It needed an actual skirt.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That black thing.
She really did buy that, too. Like, really wanted the black unfinished skirt underneath. And it was like,
no. I'm like, baby girl, just don't tell him that.
Yeah, just admit it. Just
she
be like, I'm sorry, I ran
Heidi.
Out of time. You
she
know?
Lied to Heidi she once. Did. Remember that hole in the back? And she put that thing, and I said a long time ago, I'd have kicked her out for lying to Heidi. Don't lie to Heidi. Do you like? Did you ever lie to Heidi?
No, it's because she
no, I saw it. When I saw it on TV, I was like, no, that to me, no. Why did you not tell her the truth?
Oh, man. We'll
find it. What did you think about this outfit, Maite?
That's all.
Oh, okay.
I don't have anything. I mean, the color combo is, I could deal with that, but it's just, it looks like a hot mess. And then the openings in the back, cringeworthy.
Oh, that was not flattering for her figure.
Yeah, cringeworthy. It just wasn't flattering for her figure.
Do you?
I wrote messy. Anyone's... I give it 2 stars.
Did you believe her when she said she just adores that little...
The skirt?
I don't want to call it a skirt.
I mean, I was kind of like, I felt like it was a repeat moment where she's like, she's really confident on the runway just so they're not like, well, you don't believe in your design. Because you never, you know, like, they could just turn it, right? So I was like, I could kind of see what you're doing, but I'm like, girlfriend, no. Like,
yeah, when you two did the group challenge, I really liked those were
I did too.
My favorites.
Mine as well.
Together.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, we liked that a lot, but I don't know. I think we feel Botany's kind of inconsistent.
She knows how to wear the color patterns herself, and I think we said that here.
Yeah, we want to see the way
and we
she
wanna
dresses.
See,
on
yeah,
her.
We've been pushing for her, and we really wanted to see it.
Yeah, like her style. I think she's got a good attitude, but need more. But unfortunately, you guys, so we're not going to be getting any more Botany, or will we?
Stay tuned.
Or will she come back next week?
Next up, we have my favorite look of that's not my favorite look.
No, not that one.
Wait,
no.
That's the same one.
But tell me.
Can we go to the next photo? Yes, there we go.
We're in sync here, Michael.
Kenya's. Yes. This was my favorite look. It is beyond the peplum. She said tonight, she's like, I do the peplum. Like, she's well aware of what she's doing. I give this 5 stars. It's just so good. Like, I can't believe she made this in 6 hours. That's insane. I'm biased. Kimmy's my favorite.
You are so biased. I give it 3 stars, and I'll show you why.
Oh.
They did not show that this model could not walk.
Like, oh, well, she walked so slow.
No, no, no. You guys, like, literally don't even know. Like, she could not walk a single step. And I was like, oh, my God, she's going to be in the bottom. This sucks. And
couldn't they have just done a slit really quick?
I was, like, shocked that it literally took 10 minutes to walk down the runway and then 10 minutes to walk back. And, of course, they didn't show any of it. So I'm like, well, duh, it looks great. And, like, where are those tendrils, girlfriend?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I think it would have been more effective with the tendrils.
I thought it looked like a great gown, like, that's actually wearable. I thought it could... She needed to turn up that volume. Like, Tim loves to tell her that. I was like, this is the moment to turn up the volume, Kenya. Like, make a humongo. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
God, yeah.
I was surprised that she was safe, to be honest, just because it looked like a gown that I would wear on the rig. You know?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I do too.
I can see like Angelina Jolie in this.
Like, right, and that's what I mean. It's like, it's so wearable that it's not avant-garde. Do you know what I mean?
Which defeats the purpose of the challenge.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it's a little less avant-garde, but I do think it's innovative. I haven't really seen the double breast, breasted breast.
That part is a little weird. It looks a little saggy, and honestly, like the little hip parts, for me, I would have gone bigger. Go for more volume. And I think just adding the tendrils, like take 10 minutes and add the tendrils, it just adds that extra effect to like...
The extra, like she called it.
Yeah, it's like a more of like a plant, you know, flower.
What'd you give it?
I gave it 4.
Okay.
Yeah, I love the hair makeup too. It was fucking hot. It was so good. I mean, she looked that model.
We
gotta
get to the hair and makeup on yours because it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about this look, Maite?
I gave this a 5 stars just because, all aside, this was one of my favorite looks.
We'll just roll her down the runway.
And you know what it was, I think? I think it was mostly the hair and the makeup that as soon as that model just turned around, I was like, oh, what's coming? And then I'm like, oh, this is Kenya. Like, and I wrote, she's back. Like, this is what I want. But you're right. I do. I need a little bit more. And I'm pushing for her. So hopefully next week, she'll be able to pull through something.
She's safe. She's great. She does such good work.
Yeah. And her kid inspiration was like, make something fierce. And she totally
did it. She nailed it.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. They want a diva.
Yeah, do you have any particular...
Yeah, no, I like that I can still see Kenya in it. That's what I do like about it. I would want to see more avant-garde. Yes, the bigger peplum would be a great idea for that. But yeah, overall, a 4
that's good,
for me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Nice.
Next up, we have got Ayana, which... when we're watching this, I'm watching it like twice. I don't really... know how to explain to you guys, but I'm watching it twice, so I get to see it like the runway show before they do.
Yeah,
and I was like, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah. But then, you always do that.
Yeah. But then when we find out, you know, what the rules of the competition was, I was like, this actually to me looks like the most like the Shopkins. It looks the most like that. I mean, I hate it. But it looks like a kid's toy, and I mean, even though it wasn't my favorite outfit, I probably would have given her the
win.
Look.
Yeah, me too.
But I mean, it is definitely avant-garde, and it looks like it took some time.
We should all imitate Iris's pose at the end when she's like, her
Lyris's
pose. Oh, Lyris's, yeah,
Lyris's face. Just when I think Lyris can't give me any more reasons to, like, like not be able to stand her.
We need to have her here.
And she's the Naomi, she's the Beyoncé, she's any
everything.
Successful black woman. Yeah. She gave us the Lyra. Is it like the kind of like the Zoolander? Is this like Lyris. Blue Magnum? Is this the Lyris?
Cross with like pufferfish, maybe.
She worked it.
But did she do that on her own, or did Ayana ask her?
I could tell she did this on her own.
She did it on her own. You know, she's like the Naomi of wherever.
Of UK.
In the UK. So she knows, you know.
It's so weird. It's too weird.
Just feeling it.
What do you guys think about this outfit, or though? Like, in regards to the challenge, obviously, I don't think any of us would like it outside of this challenge.
No, I hate it. I hate it. But it's totally real Shopkin status.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like, I totally see the avant-garde, like, kitschy vibe, and I could totally see this on the runway, like, Moschino.
I could see this on Cha-Cha.
Oh yeah. That's like what I wanted Cha-Cha to be.
Yeah.
I gave it a 4. I thought it was fun and cutesy and young. I was like... Nina said it. I don't think it was on the show, but it was like, it's a little Victor and Roll 2009. But, you know, I love the bow and the pink and the polka dots and the, you know, Ayana's little signature is those little tulle and the socks. I thought it was so fun. Like, fun. You know, seeing her walk out the screen, it was just like, oh my God, what is
I'm
that?
Surprised with all that fabric that she didn't pull a head covering up over it. Like, I'm really shocked.
It was really, like, cool to see a different side of Ayana.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, she's been dishing the head coverings the last two challenges. Yeah,
she has. That was interesting.
What do you think?
I mean, I had a two originally, and then I thought, okay, well, because I really didn't like it. Like, even though it's very appropriate for the competition, I just don't like that the leggings don't match the dress at all. I was like, what's happening?
I think I would look cool, like silk leggings in the same color.
Yeah, really nice, I can see that. And it, definitely Little Bo Peep vibes, or Big Bo Peep vibes.
Big Bo Peep vibes.
Yeah.
So. Well, does anyone else have any comments for Have Her Hold Your Shopkin piece? No. All right, next outfit, Kentaro. Another outfit that I gave 4 stars to. Go back. Yes, yeah. There we go. That's Kentaro's look. I like it, but I could have been more playful. I didn't feel like a little kid wanted this design. But then again, she did ask for a ballerina. It's super chic. Construction looks super awesome with the waviness, but... I don't know. I guess I want some, like, crazy something.
It's not avant-garde.
More color. And I really thought that the piece that she's holding in her hand was a train. And I was like, yeah, I like the dimension and the... But it's not. It was, like, the headpiece, right? Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there just needs to be more of an avant-garde factor in this look.
Yeah, I put ballerina in a bridal gown.
Yeah.
This is what it reminded me of.
It's like an upside-down ballerina. Like, yeah. Shouldn't the fluffy part be...
It's just so well-made. It's just so meticulous. It's almost like, honey, just shake it off a little bit,
you know?
I like that he paired leggings with it, though. I thought that was a nice...
Oh, yeah. That makes it more look like a ballerina.
He did the same look in the beginning, kind of with that black outfit, with the black tulle and the black leggings. Yeah. They were like, no, and he did it again.
This is a version.
But, I mean, to me, this could have... It does look ballerina, but I feel like he goes too subtle for the runway. Like, he's got these very subtle, like, light pink kind of print to this, which he tried to make kind of structural... you know, shapes and stuff out of, which we completely lose on TV, you know? It's not that impactful because the colors are way too subtle, and he's done that so many times before, and I think that's where he kind of stumbles.
Not a fan of the styling on this look. I would have liked to seen her hair done up in, like, a tight, tight bun, like a ballerina.
Yeah, ballerina-esque.
And maybe some, like, bright pop of lipstick.
Yeah.
That would have helped.
Add to this, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little bit too effortless for avant-garde.
Yeah, it could have definitely been something that's like, huh, I could see a ballerina there.
How many stars, Margarita?
I give it 3.5. I was like,
okay.
It's not good enough for a 4, but it's not. I mean, it's so well executed, and it's, you know, it's very Kentaro.
What do you think Kentaro would say if you said 3.5?
I'd say, okay. Something like that.
Very gracious. Very
He'd
sweet.
He'd be like, let's go to the sauna.
Sauna?
Yes.
That was so funny.
What?
Merry Christmas.
Next we have Amy. Oh, Amy.
Take a moment here.
Yeah, we just had Amy on last week.
Amy.
Amy's so great with shade.
Yes, we love her.
I love how much shade she gives.
She's just real, man. That's what I love about her.
You gotta appreciate
her.
You really don't get to see a lot of her during the season, but definitely having her here last week, we got to see a little bit more of her. So it's so sad to see her gone.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got 2 out this week, Botany and Amy. What do you guys think about this look? I didn't think it was nearly as bad as Botany's, but
with you.
Do we know
that.
What character this was supposed to be?
Sushi.
Okay, there was so many opportunities missed. It's wrapped. There was a lot of opportunities missed. I just wrote homeless shopkin.
Okay, Michelle doesn't have any allegiance to Amy. She kept your seat warm last week.
I know. I'm sorry. I just... I think that
homeless
Amy,
Shopkin.
And then you know she's got like this thing tacked on the side that's just like a bandana, just like a square of fabric just tacked on, and it's like I agree with all the judges. We're like, yeah, you had this structural thing going around the neck, and the rest of it was just kind of falling flat. And now that you say it was like 6 hours, I see that, but I feel like Amy kind of
you
had
did
this
a lot more than 6 hours. Than
I, it's true.
Right, it's true, but I feel like she's just kind of consistently had work that's not quite up to par, and it was just her time.
I don't feel like you could set like that next to I don't want to say Lyris's outfit, but I don't think you could set that next to Kenya and be like, y'all had the same amount of time,
right?
Like,
and it's and that's when you start seeing like how people operate, right? Like Amy is so methodical and like does a kajillion tests and like you know really this is not the time. It's like do or die.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it works, and if not. Make it work.
Definitely looks quickly made and very.
It's unsure.
It looks avant-garde, but basic avant-garde.
For me,
like Yoko Ono 1970s, like long time ago avant-garde.
I feel like she's done more avant-garde looking pieces in the past, though, where she'd have that big billowy jacket with the color in the back or different shapes like that, and I just don't.
Yeah, I thought she would have excelled at this.
It felt for me like she was figuring. She spent a lot of her time trying to figure out what to do, and it just it was. Right. It looks like an hour worth of draping. You know,
well, she's a teacher, so I think that she's more like instead of going with the I'm intuitively designing this and thinking about it emotionally. She's more, like you said, methodical and technical, and I think that she just kind of got lost in that, you know, thought. Pattern.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't think she deserved to go
home.
No. Because she's never been placed at the bottom.
They usually do
either.
That every season. They'll throw two people away at once.
Right, but it's typically like two people that have been at the bottom before, and she hasn't been in the past.
I don't think she's wowed them this year. Like,
I agree.
Ever really wowed them. You, my girl, Amy, I know you watch in. I'm sorry. Had to do it. Didn't think you should have gone. But also, Amy's, I asked her last week if she liked Margiela, because I get such Margiela vibes from her, and she was like, yeah, I love it. So I want to think when you have, like, inspiration like that, it's going to translate, but yeah, she needs more time. She's not a quick worker.
And also, like, I think, like, in Amy's defense, too, like, time, yeah. We'll blame it on time too, but like she and you see it in the episode, she her head was somewhere else. Like she was thinking about her girl.
Yeah.
She was thinking about her daughter.
We met her daughter last week.
Oh my god.
And we met her husband, and her husband gave me crap. He's like, you said my wife should have gone home last week. And I'm like, don't even.
They both came like at her defense.
Yeah, they're super loyal. And they watched that show like
it's Mama Bear. Yeah, she's our Mama Bear. I love Amy. It was really hard. That was shocking because you know we kind of felt like standing there and you hear the critiques. You already kind of get a sense of like, okay, I think this person. I was flabbergasted, just appalled, shocked that she walked in and said that. I was like, this is one of your bad Amy jokes.
Yeah, no
jokes,
one seemed to believe
it?
Her.
Well, yeah, really, it's one of your bad Amy jokes, right? Aww. And I was like,
bad Amy joke.
No, just because it was, like you said, like, I didn't feel like she ever got a shot to actually defend herself in front of the judges.
Yeah. Did that
well,
make
she
you
took
ner-
it like a
Sorry.
Champ.
Yeah. Did that make you nervous? Seeing two people leave and
Are
then being
kidding?
Yeah.
Like, that was a reality check moment. Like, do not fuck it up.
You took the last immunity.
I did, and that was, like, a reality check, too. I was like, wow, like, this is literally the example of we make one mistake.
I still, even if you didn't have the immunity, I wouldn't have sent you home for your outfit. I think
I was unnecessarily in the bottom just for the drama factor. Like, let's be honest. Like, there was no need for me to be at the runway that day because I had immunity.
I hated the winning outfit. I hated Claire's outfit. I thought it looked like something you get at the Limited.
It's
like,
very basic.
Nina was like, the print. I'm like, what? Like, what?
I mean, to me, Kintaro was like the clear winner of that
yeah,
challenge.
It was.
But the producers knew what was going on. I'm sure that they wanted that.
They knew it was going to skyrocket.
Well, next up, we have an outfit from yours truly. Here's Margarita's outfit. How many stars do you give it?
You guys, I gave myself 5 stars. I made that shit by hand, okay? I hand sewed that bitch. I don't even know why. I just felt like I was going to get the most organic shape by doing it by hand. And I think that's what happened. Batsuni did it on a machine, and I did it by hand, and you can tell.
I like the gathering. It looks purposeful, whereas Botany's didn't. And like, the words I wrote down was luscious and delicate.
Mm. Oh,
and I really I really liked how you made the, in the styling, you made, like, the, what were they, like,
really paillettes. I mean, it was a really heavy fabric. And Zach's like, she filmed this fabric. I was like, excuse me, I made that textile with a foam backing. It was a really heavy fabric, and I made it stand up. It was incredible.
Well, I like how it went up into her makeup. Yeah. Very, very cool. How did you do that? Did you take the paillettes, or did you have them used?
Yeah, I was like frantically ripping off diamonds off of the fabric to just glue them on her and just like sew them on the dress. Yeah.
All right, well, who wants to be the first to make the first cut?
Give it to me, guys.
I'll do it.
Give it to me. I'm ready.
What do you think?
I don't care. I'm ready.
Any problems with this outfit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can take it. I can take it.
So here's what I loved about it. I wish it would have been a cake shopkin because it reminded me of like this cake. And I really like texture myself. So I like that you mixed all these textures. And there's, I think Zach mentioned, there's kind of like this, was it pleated?
There's a pleated file and there's organza. Yeah.
So I like that pleated part that came into it. And it felt
like
it's
that like in the middle
when
bottom.
They do the frosting on the side of the cake and stuff. And then just it's really hard to see on the runway, but when they start to break it down, they're you know you're bringing in all these you know diamonds and stuff into other parts of the you know the dress that didn't have them. And I think that's really smart. To me, I just get a. I get that you did the organic thing, and I think it's more successful than botany, but I still think there's something about the proportions, and I get a little bit of prom vibe from it.
Yeah.
But it's really fun, and it's definitely Shopkin.
Don't like the way it looks standing still, but I like the way it looks when it's moving.
It definitely has
I gave it 3 stars. Yeah. What did you give it?
3. Yeah.
Looks like we agree about a little more than
a few things.
Sometimes. Yeah, I got we do.
Never happens.
Yeah.
There's always a first.
All right, Maite, what do you think about it?
I actually really like this look. I put modern Cinderella. Yeah, I'm a big glitter person as well. So I definitely like the sleeves and the back, the shape of the back towards her, towards her back was really nice. But my only thing is just the bottom, I don't know. It's like the size, the length is like a little, it's either too long or too short. I mean,
you can't tell if it's a high, low, or a low, high, or a high, or a low.
Right. That was my only thing. But I definitely do see avant-garde.
It's very Chanel to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And props for doing it as well by hand, because that is hard.
Yeah. 6 hours. So I was like, what was I thinking?
I think that part was worth it, though. You just can't do that on a machine. I think maybe, like, that's the problem with the proportion I have, too, is just the bottom. I almost wish it would have been, like, longer or bigger.
Or bigger.
I know.
Like,
me too.
Nuts.
Me too, girl. I wanted that to be, like, a floating cloud. Yeah.
Quinceañera or something.
It definitely looks like a cloud. 15. Yeah.
What do you think about it, Hannah?
I thought it was very luscious in the best way.
I really wrote that, too,
Yeah, and I really, honestly, I can see this at the Met. I was, like, so excited when this went down the runway. I was like, yeah.
It looks like it tastes like vanilla.
Vanilla cream. And just yumminess.
Well, we have got our final look up for the night, which, oh my gosh, you guys, I know.
I can't wait to tell me everything.
I know this one. I know Michael's probably watching this.
However, it's okay.
It looks like a wonky burrito. And I wrote a poopy disco diaper. It's avant-garde, but I don't know. I'm on guard. If I saw that person walking towards me, I would be worried that they're dripping. Like something's coming out of all that mess. And I hated the bell bottom. It needs to be longer. It's like
longer. Yeah,
it needs to be a little longer. I'm with you on that.
What? And it's like raw. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Okay.
1 star. Sorry, Michael.
I gave this a 3.5. There's a lot of things that I really liked about it, but I really wish I didn't quite see dripping disco.
Just like crying.
It reminded me of like X-Files disco, where it's like this is what do I call it? Like a growth, kind of
a tumor.
Yeah, a little bit like a tumor.
Yeah. Growth. Oh, never like good. Around good word.
The waist, maybe kind of elongating the figure. Then, but I loved how he. The whole entire thing was just, like, so sparkly. Okay, Maite?
I'm sorry.
Maite, tell us, because she really is having a moment. Maite.
You like my description?
You said, booby disco diaper.
He's still on.
Oh, man.
That was hilarious. This reminded me of, like, a snail on the inside.
Oh.
Just, like, slowly
you
moving.
It out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so scared, though, when... Tim was giving him advice, and he's like, this is the only fabric you're going to use. And I'm like, uh-oh, like, what is he going to make out of this? And, I mean, it is avant-garde. We have to give it that. And it is creative.
Yeah, it's avant-garde.
But is it something that I personally would wear? No, it isn't. And the pants, definitely, I don't know.
I think I would have made those a skinny leg. Maybe look more
alien.
Or, you
know what? It could have just been longer and just have the bell bottoms.
Yeah, definitely need to be longer. I just don't understand that. Was that an accident? Do you know? Like, was that an accident?
I don't think there was supposed to be. I think they were supposed to be a little bit longer. But I think it was like a fabric issue, too. Like, not enough fabric or whatever. So I'm with you. I gave him 5 stars, not because he's my lover, but because this
is... like I'm talking to Nina Garcia.
But like, here's the thing. Here's why I gave him 5 stars. Because it's an avant-garde challenge, right? And it's... his concept was the melting disco ball. And it gave me so much Comme des Garçons, Ray Kawakubo vibes, like Lumps and Bumps, like that. She did like that collection in like late 80s, 90s. And it had all these like lesions, like kind of growths. And it gave me that avant-garde vibe. And I was like, disco ball? And of course, give it, girl, glitter. I mean, I'm done. Love you, Michael. The bell bottom should have been longer, and I think that the Lumps and Bumps could have been a little more spherical rather than cylindrical, because it does a little burrito, a little bit. It's a little. It's just the shape is not as circular or spherical as I would have expected it.
I think it's so hard to do that, like, tumor mass, like, design. Mm-hmm. I've seen, and this isn't horrible. I actually really like it. It's super up my alley, like that space alien type of look, but, like, it's just super hard to, like, place those tumors, and I...
it is!
I wish that we would have made the shoulder, like, bigger, and just everything would have felt more, like, it made sense to me, and I wish the pants would have just been way longer or huge, like, 12-foot bells or something, you know?
I know he wanted them to be, like, dragging on the floor. Like, but he didn't have fabric. Like, I know that, and I think maybe that's why I'm a little biased, because I kind of imagine
it. Cost $300 for that fabric, didn't it?
That's true. But I think it would look good on a Shopee, and it's, like, one of the most creative things.
It is.
That,
Shopee's,
you know. Why didn't they bring the kids back to be like, I hate this?
Thank God they didn't do that. Thank God.
That girl would have been like, where's the chocolate?
Seriously, that would have been entertaining.
We're running out of time. Oh my God, I feel like we could talk to you forever. It's been so much fun.
Oh my God,
fun.
I'm such a chatty Kathy, sorry.
They said that for this challenge, really important, the JCPenney wall. Although I didn't see anyone used it. Did anyone use it?
No.
Of course not.
We have to use the shoes, right?
The shoes, that's true, yeah.
Did anyone throughout the competition use more than 10 things, do you think?
We used some. We used the shoes.
Did they switch it out?
I really tried to put GCP on the forefront of my designs, even though I would get hated.
Well, yeah, you can't give it too much hate because they're selling your dress.
Right. Oh my God! Yeah. Amazing, yeah. Sold out. Yes.
Sold out. Wow.
Yes. Congratulations. Thank you, Jesus.
That's incredible.
So that's a week.
Have you put it on yet? Like on you?
Yeah. I thought you were gonna wear it today.
I did. I thought about it, but I was like, that's a little. Margarita, self-plug like that. That's so extra. It's not my style. No, it's really cute. I got my mom one. I got my sister one. I got everybody one. I got Stephanie one. I got everybody a dress.
Very cool. Yes. That's so cool to have your design made. I know that's one of all of the designers who get on the show.
The dream.
I hope that they win one of those.
Oh my God, that's so surreal. I'm like still like pinching myself. It's awesome.
Well, I tell you guys to go buy it, but it's sold out. So if you snooze on that, you lose on that. But... maybe eBay.
Yeah,
but
I know there's some at the stores. Yeah, I know online is sold out, but some stores still have it. So
sometimes
go find
they'll restock it, though. It's sold out in a week or two. Yeah. So
it sold out
will.
The first day. It sold out in 12 hours, and then they restocked it yesterday, and it sold out again. So I hope to whatever is left, like please just put it online because people want it online.
Do you get a cut of that or no?
I can't talk about that.
You should be.
I should be. I definitely should be.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for being here with us.
This is so fun. You guys are the best. I want to watch the episodes every week with you guys.
We would love to have you. You're probably going to be busy on finale night, Margarita, but if you have time, we'd love to have you here. Mm-hmm. And we're inviting all of our guests to come back. Oh, so tell everyone where they can find you online and on social media.
Oh my God, yes. You can find me on my Instagram. It's at Margarita Alvarez Official, or my Twitter page, which is MargaritaPR16.
And Maite, tell them where they can find you.
Hey guys, you can find me everywhere at Maite Carrillo_.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberess and shop at MichelleUberess.com.
You can find me at Hannah B-E-E Tucker.
And you can find me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram, or ILoveMichaelShirley.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. Check out our other after shows at AfterBuzzTV.com. And they'll see you next week, but I'll be gone. Michelle will be leading the panel. So I'll see you kids in 2 weeks.
Yay!
Later!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.